What's going on, family? This is Dre coming at you with a podcast. I want to give a shout out to Dylan for allowing me to come on this podcast to give you guys a word of something that God's been laying on my heart to help you with your Christian walk and to help you to become a better you, because that's the objective, to help you become a better you, to help each other. So with this comes a three-part series. I want you, if around you right now, or you know, you got time at this point, to go get a notepad and pen. There's gonna be some great notes here that I want you guys to follow up with and to help you on this three-part series. I want you to title it called The Light. There's three-part series. You got to think light, talk light, and walk light. This first one here is called Think Light. So with that, I want you guys to look out for some keywords that I'm going to say. Thoughts is one of them. Mind and think. You can hear those words a lot. And when you hear those words, you can either put a tally by it, or you either can write the scripture on where I'm coming from. And also, guys, if you stay, listen to the whole series, and you share this series on your Facebook wall, and make sure five of your friends share it as well. No, I make it easy. Three of your friends share it on their Facebook as well. I would give you a shirt that says Think Light. Free shirt on me. The first person to three wins. Yeah. All right, so with that being said, moving forward, I'm going to dive right in. And with diving in, I got to be as transparent as I can because, I just got to be transparent here. So with that, the first thing that sticks out to me is I knew that walking in darkness was something that I really, really wasn't aware of. Even thinking that way, thinking of darkness, even in the sense of changing my thought pattern to thinking light. So this is new for me just as I'm sitting here recording this, but it took some time for me to sit back and really realize the magnitude of what was going on due to what was going on. You know what I mean? As it makes sense of being transparent and just really stepping back. And sometimes you need that scripture or that Bible scripture or that person to say something profound to really like click on a light to see that what you're doing is not the way you should operate, or you need to change some things up due to the fact that you have control of those things that you continue to indulge in if it's not reflecting the light. So for me, to be transparent, it was most definitely Facebook. Facebook for me was one of them. And what I did was I have friends that I've been knowing for such a long time on there, and, you know, high school friends or whatever the case may be. They will post things on there, half-naked women, a woman twerking, or something that's just off the wall that took my mind to a space that it didn't need to be in the first place. And it made me weak and made me think thoughts that, like I said, I shouldn't be thinking about at all. So the first thing I did, I just wanted to cut it out completely. And how did I do that was I had the Facebook app on my phone. So I deleted the Facebook app. And with deleting the Facebook app, I mean, yeah, I could have used it for inspirational things and things of that nature to help other believers as well, as in the sense of this podcast. But I was like so like mind blown off the fact that I knew what was pulling me in the sense of in the dark area and not doing nothing to make that dark area not there anymore. So what I did, I deleted the app off my phone. But with deleting the app off my phone, I forgot my password. So I don't think I'm able to get back in Facebook until I create a password again that I do not even remember my Gmail account to even act. It's just a lot of stuff that I thought it through, but I didn't think it through. But I want it back, but now I'm glad I don't have it because I'm doing this, but I kind of wish I had it back. Anyway, it's just a lot that I didn't think of it when I deleted the app. But it got me to start these series of thinking light, talk light, and walk light. And now I'm back to diving in my word, trying to really get myself together when it comes to thinking light. So the first scripture I want to give you guys is Luke 11, verse 34. Luke 11, verse 34. And this scripture came across my phone. And when it came across my phone, I was like, oh. okay, Dre, it's time to make a change. So before we get started in that, I want you guys to realize, and I'll, not realize, I want you guys to identify these words that I'm going to say a lot. Think, thoughts, mind, and light. I want you to focus on those words. Think, thought, light, and mind. Reason why, because you know think, thought, and mind, they're all in the same boat when it comes to the brain. Then you also have the mind. So you know within the mind, I mean, you also know within the light, I'm sorry, the light, I'm going to give you on the sense of what I was referring to when I say the light, okay? So we're going to start off with Luke 11 and 34. And Luke 11 and 34 says, Luke 11 and 34 says, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when it is unhealthy, your body is filled with darkness. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. If you are filled with light with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant, as though a floodlight were filling you with light. So that made me want to really figure out what this light is all about. And we're changing my thinking pattern on really focusing on the light. So with focusing on the light, it's just a few things that I wanted to first figure out. Like, in a sense, what was the light that was referring to? Knowing that it's a light inside me that when my eye, on which I have control of, is looking at things that fills the inside of my body with light. What are those things that I need to pay attention to? What are the things that will feed the light that's inside me? So once you believe that Jesus rose on the third day with all power in his hands, that he died on the cross for our sins, he enters into your life, which in John 8 and 12, we're going to go to John 8 and 12. Remember those key words I asked you guys to remember. John 8 and 12. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Remember those key words I want you guys to focus on throughout this series. Think light. It was thought, think, mind, and light. So when I read this verse here, now in a sense, I know where my light coming from, and that light that's inside me due to me believing in Jesus Christ, on how that life in me can be more radiant, can be more bright. Like I said, I've encountered people who've mentioned, and really that sparked that interest of really discovering the light. When you have people say, I feel the Holy Spirit on you, I feel the presence of God on you. And when you hear that, you be like, man, me, you're talking about me. Like, yeah, you, it's something about you, it's something that you're doing, it's something that you're saying, it's something that you're doing that is radiating that light that's inside you to shine so bright where other people can see it. That right there sparked the interest of, oh man, okay, so let me continue to do these things that I'm doing so this light can be brighter. And after, so reading Luke 11 and 34, if you read all the way down to the bottom, it said it can radiate like a floodlight. So that right there, I was like, okay, let's get light then. Let's find this light. So even if you go to John 9, verse 5, and I really want you guys to look these scriptures up that I'm reading you to. I like to build up of scriptures. Like, one of the scriptures is, I can do all things through Christ, the Christ that strengthens me, which is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. But if you look at the build-up, start from 1 and work your way to 13. It's like you picking up a book and you starting on line 13, and you miss all what 1 was about to lead up to 13 to know what 1 was all about, but how 1 helped 13 to be more radiant and to be more bright. Get it bright? Like, just hang on to the words. So John 9 and 5. But while I'm here in the world, I am the light of the world. Okay. So, yeah, like I said, that just reaffirms the light that I was
that I was focusing on, or trying to focus on, or trying to get to, but then focusing on Jesus Christ, on how this light that's in me can be shined even bright and radiate even more
off the attention and the seeking of this light, of trying to think to change my patterns to focus more on that.
So with that, man, it just comes to knowing that wherever our mind goes, our actions will soon follow. Wherever our mind go, our actions will soon follow. And like I said, within that dark area that I was in, that dark area of my mind, of allowing these things that I saw to come into my mind, put me in a sense of the buildup. So within the sense of a buildup, what I mean is that how we're going to go to masturbation. Masturbation is something that's, it's a buildup. And what makes it a buildup is the things that lead up to the masturbation, in a sense of it can be watching a movie, a sex scene, a twerking video, a picture with a chick with her body parts showing, that leads up into the sense of pornography. It's not the fact of just waking up in the sense of, oh, pornography, here I come. Pornography, here I come. I'm on my way to you, pornography. No, it's in the sense of a buildup, something that triggers the mind to release that action in the sense that you have control of, due to whatever that you let your eye see for you to trigger that mindset to do the action. You see how all this plays in a sense? Your eye leads to a thought, which your thought leads into action. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me slow down a little bit. Okay, I want to give you guys it too early. So let's go to Philippians 4:8. Remember the keywords that I told you guys to write down in the scriptures as well. And now, dear brothers and sisters, this is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. That right there, Paul, like I said, Paul was writing to the church to have them to change their mindset. Also, if you go to Philippians chapter 2:5, let's back up, because remember, it's the build up. Okay, this is Philippians chapter 4. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, and I'm going to read Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to start with verse 1, and I'm going to end on 5. It says, is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take interest in others. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had.
I mean, that was a mouthful right there.
Having the same attitude as Christ had. So ask yourself this question. Your emotions, where are they stemming from? Because if I ask you to do an emotion of mad, happy, angry, sad, you will first think of a scenario or situation that you've been in that triggers an emotion to now, in a sense, make that thought trigger something in your body to release an anger, to release sadness, to release happiness, to release something. So it's now basically training your mind, training changing your mind pattern to thinking of things that are more geared towards the light of changing, like, your whole action of who you are and your response, and certain things that you allow yourself to see can affect your attitude. So all this is all coming together, and I hope it's all coming together for you. And remember those keywords that I continue to say, that you're going to continue to hear, that I'm continue to put emphasis on. Because before we go into the other series of changing the way how you talk, first let's change the way how you think. And this is what this series is about, is changing the way you think. We see how we're breaking the body down. Because once we attack the mind, the body's tends to follow. They say once you cut the head off the snake, then the body will follow. But at this point, now we're for to swipe out this mindset, and we're for to put in a new mindset to make you stronger
as an individual. But then if also we go to Romans 12, verse 2, it talks about the renewing of the mind. And within renewing of the mind, that's making sure that we're renewing of the mind is cleaning the mind up. And within cleaning the mind up, what are we doing to remove those things that's making our mind full of darkness due to the fact that our eye has been unhealthy, like it says in Luke chapter 11, verse 34. You see how all this is coming together now? All this is coming together now. I hope it is. I hope it is all coming together for you. So then we're going to go to Romans 8, 5, and 6. Romans chapter 8, 5, and 6. And I really, really hope that this is clicking to you on the fact that what we're changing here when it comes to changing the mindset. Because once we change the mindset, the other parts will follow. The way you talk. And also the way you walk as well. So Romans 8, chapter 5 and 6. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that pleases the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life in peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God, and it never did obey God's law, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You're controlled by the Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God living in you, and remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Him at all, and Christ lives within you, so even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raises Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. I want to continue to read, but the reason why I'm stopping, because I gave you guys a starting point. You guys, that's the reason why you got to write this down for yourself, so you can read it for yourself and ask God to strengthen that light that's in you. And I want to give you so much more of that scripture, because I read the scripture. It filled me up about the light and what's inside of me, and how we go back to Luke 11 and where we started from in Luke 11, 34, where it talks about how your eye, if it's, your eye is healthy. That light inside you is full of light. It's full of light. So it's something inside you that you gotta understand that's inside you that wants to be radiant to where people can feel you. Where you step into the room, the way you talk, that people can feel the Spirit of God on you. And with that being said, I want you guys to continue to read that Romans 8. I read to you guys Romans 8. I started at 5, and I want to continue to read more, but I want you guys to pick up on that end, okay? That's your homework. We're going to have homework here. Got to get your mind right. So now we're going to Colossians 3 and 2. Colossians 3 and 2. Now, that right there is pretty good. Now, all this writing is from Paul. I love Paul, man. Reading Paul, man, he's a pretty dope guy. I like him. I mean, I'm really a big fan of Paul, especially because he's the writer of the New Testament, of course. But dude had an amazing story. And I definitely encourage you guys to read about Paul so you guys can understand what things different when we talk about Colossians, Philippians, and Romans. Get the history of it and understand the people that was standing. And it's so much more. And like I said, that homework that you have to do. So we're going to read Colossians 3 and 2. I'm starting with 1 because you remember the build up, right? Always remember the build up. Before you get to the specific verse that you want people to know about or want to hear about, read the build up. Okay, so Colossians 3. We'll start with 1 and we're going to end on 2. But if I decide to read on, then we go from there. But it says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights. Should I say Luke 11, 34 again? No, that's okay. I'm not going to say it again because you guys heard it before, right? Okay, so I'm in there too. I'm sorry, Colossians 3, I'm sorry. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For
I'm stop right there. I'm gonna let you read the rest.
So the thing is, I'm highlighting keywords so that even though that you see these keywords that I'm mentioning to you, they're like kind of like triggers to make you want to read more, because now, in a sense, I got your attention of wanting to read more, because I, even though I highlighted these things, you're going to do your own research on the reason why I'm giving you scripture to find out more about it, right? So the thing is, and just to wrap it up for you guys, because like I said, I don't want to hold you long, because you guys got homework to do. You guys got homework to do. Now, in a sense, I'm leading you, in a sense, to the light. Now, it's your job now to chase after the same light that I was chasing after, and I'm still chasing after to this day, so I can become a better person, so I can go out here and help people in this day and in the other. But to wrap it all up, I want you guys to understand something. Your thoughts trigger so much feelings and action. And if the Lord say the same, to bless you with another breath, to bless you with another day, you got time to fix your thoughts on something that's good. The Bible tells us, don't worry. And I can go to Matthew 6:25. Matthew 6:25 states that don't worry. Don't worry about it. And it says more homework for you to do. And if you stay within these series, I'm always going to give you homework, because the thing is, I want you guys to search it up for yourself, to dig in the word for yourself. Remove those distractions, remove that darkness, so you can find the light within yourself, so you can be a blessing to others and help them find the light as well. So Matthew 6:25, I titled it, Don't Worry. And once you go into it and read, but remember the build up though. Start with Matthew 6, start with 1, then work your way to 25 so you can gather what 25 is saying. But even myself, even though I know Matthew 6:25 and say don't worry, I still have moments where I do the opposite of what the word says. So then I question myself, when did I lose faith in something that I proclaim? Like, I proclaim that I'm a believer of Jesus Christ, but yet still when worries and situations come, trials and tribulations, I tend to worry and ask God, where are you? And he's with me the whole time. But yet still, I still worry. So in a sense, that's why you got homework for. So changing your thought pattern takes time, and it takes energy, and it takes an effort. It's a conscious decision that you have to make, even after this podcast, to change your thoughts and your thinking towards the light, and removing those dark areas in your life so you can become a better person for God and also for the people around you. Because those people around you also have an attachment to you on the things that you say, the way you walk and the way you talk, and which is the next two series that you guys have to stick around for. It's amazing when you put yourself in a different position in life, and the position you're in life mentally attracts the things to help you change your position or encourage you. So for myself, man, like I'm trying to wrap it up for you guys, because I don't want to be before you long, because you got two other series that you got to stick around for, right? But with that, man, I remember getting a new car. It was a Mazda. And within having that Mazda, I was in a Mazda, and I never saw the Mazdas on the road. But the difference is, when I started driving the Mazda, I started seeing Mazdas everywhere. Like, wait a minute, they still make these cars? Well, obviously they did, but yet still my mind wasn't focused on those Mazdas. So with that being said, the thought pattern that I'm mentioning in this state, in this sentence, was the fact that when you're elevated to a different position, you don't change. Like the physical anatomy didn't change, but the mental change to trigger a reaction to where your body is now responding to the position that you're in. A manager, a CEO. These anatomies, a person's anatomy is no different than another person's anatomy. As in, I'm a male, that's a male, we're all males, or that's a female, and they're all females. The anatomy doesn't change, because they bleed like you do, they sweat just like you do, they cry just like you do. The anatomy doesn't change, but yet and still what changes is a thought pattern. So if I was to take your name and put CEO, the mind would trigger something in... Wow, the mind would trigger something for your body to react in the way that a CEO should act. I'm gonna let them marinate for a little bit more. So with the new position, so with changing the mind comes a new position, and with the new position that you're in, it takes you to another level, so we can basically change your outer appearance on how you respond to certain things. The only thing that separates us is just basically the human thoughts, keeping your thoughts. Like, the difference is, like, what makes me different from a non-believer? The fact that my thought patterns is more geared towards chasing the light instead of thinking of something else than the sense of me being in darkness. my pattern, my thinking pattern as a Christian keeps me wanting to know more about God, wanting to change myself, wanting to develop myself as a person. Those are my thought patterns that I continue to try my best to keep in rotation so I can continue to strive to be more and to stay into the light. So I had to understand that the difference between you and I, and for myself and you that's on this farm right now, is the fact of our thought patterns. That's it. Like, your next blessing is in your thought pattern. Your next level of anointing is in your thought patterns. Your next healing is in your thought patterns. Your next step of becoming or entering into eternal life is a thought pattern on which you have to believe within the things that you place your sight on in order to have your body filled with light or darkness. Your thoughts are so powerful, and that's the first thing I want to attack or shine light on before we get into the other two actions for you to become a better person. And I really hope that you stay around for this series, because within these next two series, we're going to be talking, and the next thing you know, we're going to be walking. And with that, I thank you guys for listening, and I really hope that you guys got some great notes. I really hope that this is helping you guys, and like I said, I'm praying that your whole mindset from this day forward moves forward is to focus on the things that's more important, which is the light, and how your thoughts can change the anatomy of you talking and walking. So I'm gonna be praying as you listen to this, and praying after that the thought patterns change and you become better, a better person. And I love you guys. I don't know you, never met you, never seen you, but I'll let you know that I love you guys. See you guys on part 2 and part 3. Remember, share it, and you get a free shirt. First person to 3 wins. All right, have a nice one.